This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven past the hour now, the DJV Experience, a warm and wonderful hello, hail hearty hello from those of us who are on the DJV team, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. The ladies are talking about long torsos. I thought perhaps we ought to figure out what it means. How would you measure a long torso, or describe a long torso versus a short torso?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
You can measure with the tape measure.
I don't know the length of my torso, but you could just kind of look at someone and say, oh.
Well, somebody tall is going to have a long torso. Is that what you're suggesting?
Not always, actually.
I have a friend from high school whose legs probably go up to, like, mid-torso on me. And then, I mean, she's tall in general, but her torso is short, and she just has crazy long legs.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, what I'm doing is giving you sort of a little taste of a little teaser of the sort of things you'll hear on our weekly DJV podcast, the blogtalkradio.com/DJV show podcast. You get a weekly shot at what goes on behind the scenes and sometimes a little tickle from what is on the air as well. All kinds of great podcasts. Dr. Ken and I discuss the possibility of being obese and healthy on our Good Day Health podcast, blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. You can find all of the various, I have four or five of the nuanced programs that I do in addition to DJV. So we have DJV show at Blog Talk Radio plus our Good Day Health segment, the American Family Farmer, and what am I leaving out? Oh, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, right? We got all those, blogtalkradio.com/countdown show, American Family Farmer, Good Day Health. So help yourself to all those experiences as well. Speaking of helping yourself, time for food. I guess food news. Food it's very interesting how it's really very obvious, actually. When you consume junk food, your body gets all junked up. You are what you consume. So if you're consuming bad food and you want to change it, just substitute what you ought to for what you, substitute what you are desiring to have in your body for the stuff that you are consuming that maybe tastes better or looks better. I'm not sure. How do you make your choices? Actually, that's a very good question. I ask it of you. How do you make your food choices? I'm going to start with Victoria, as well as having everybody listening think about food choices. How do you make your food choices?
Well, it depends. I mean, it depends on my mood. It depends on how hungry I am. It depends on where I am. I mean, there's so many factors. We've been trying to eat a lot better because we kind of indulged too much this summer, lots of restaurant food and stuff. So we've really been reining it in and cooking at home every night. So right now we're just trying to eat as much healthy stuff as possible, more vegetables and things like that. But that's, I guess that's our main motivation right now, is just to eat better.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer?
I try to cook at home a lot more than when I do. I mean, a lot of what I run into is just a time factor. So my balance is always trying to find something that's good for me, but that's also kind of quick because I don't have a lot of time.
Right.
So, you know, it turns out to be a lot of turkey burgers and vegetables during the week. Poor Jeff, he probably gets bored with that. But, you know, it's just stuff that I
can
do.
Instead of you cooking, he's not as busy as you are. Why doesn't he cook?
He could, and he does. He does cook, but he likes... Here's the problem, is that I can do what he can do, but I do stuff a lot quicker than he does.
Yeah, that's true.
He's one of those, he's a great chef, but he's one of those chefs that takes a long time and, you know, it's multiple layers. I'm kind of semi-homemade.
Kara, what about you in making choices? You're by yourself, basically, or do you actually eat with your roommate? Or you just eat by yourself, eat on your own?
No, I mean, we'll eat dinner together, but we make our own separate things. And we both kind of do the same thing where we'll make something, and then that is supposed to last, you know, a couple days during the week. And then So I might make two different dinners during the week, one that'll last the first 3 days, and then one that will hopefully last the next few days. And I guess I try to base it. I generally try to have a meat, like a protein and a vegetable. Sometimes I follow through with that. Sometimes I don't. It kind of depends how tired I am. You know, it's like you always have the good aspirations at the beginning of the week. Like, okay, I'm going to make, I don't know, chicken and broccoli or just, you know, something that is relatively healthy for you. And then later in the week, I'll find myself eating like pasta or maybe I'll go out. So it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard to stick with those motivations even when you try to be healthy.
How do you think it's good? What about you, Dougie? What do you do?
Yeah, because that's what I'm curious about.
Yeah, you are like, you're busy like the rest of us, and you're usually one person. So what do you do?
Well, I'm not normally, often, or most nights, especially lately, Meredith and I have eaten together. And I'll often, depending on what's going on, she'll pick up something that is semi-prepared. Once in a while, she'll make something. But we are pretty simple. There's always a fish component to it. There's a veggie, like when I went into the store the other day, bought some broccoli and some, you know, squash, that kind of stuff. And then there's quinoa. She likes that. And I actually have developed a taste for it as well. I can't pronounce it, but I kind of enjoy. I like something that's, I don't like cold. We had a cucumber blueberry salad the other night, and it was good. Well, the blueberry part of it wasn't so good, but the cucumber part was really good. And I tend to like that sort of thing. I like, she doesn't eat onions, but I'll chop up an onion from time, or have onions in a salad that I might buy. But it's pretty simple, straightforward fare. And I actually bought some of that coconut ice cream the other day and tried it with the blueberry soup. Didn't I tell you that? I put blueberry soup,
which I still have many questions about.
Yeah.
Well, it really just tastes like watered-down blueberry syrup. That's really kind of what it's not quite so sweet as the blueberry syrup, but it's a... But anyway, the answer to your question is that doesn't happen. Meredith likes to eat earlier, and sometimes I'm not handy by until 7-8 o'clock, so, but I try to get there by 7 o'clock so that we can eat at a reasonable hour. And then by 9 o'clock, we're done. It's over, finished. But in the morning, when I'm on the air, I'm eating fruits. Like I just had blueberries, I had blackberries, I had raspberries, I had some grapes, I had, strawberry, I had a bite of melon and pineapple. And watermelon.
I thought you were cutting back on the sugar.
Well, sugar in the form of fruit.
Of ice cream.
Still sugar. You need protein.
Well, so what? I don't like protein. I don't eat meat.
That's a problem,
like
though. Everybody needs protein. You can use plant-based protein.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be meat protein.
It's green. The green veggies are normally are protein-based.
Mm, no.
No. Beans would be. You could get protein from beans.
Yeah, beans. Or like pea protein powder that you can make a smoothie out of that. That's
My smoothies are usually protein based. Most of the smoothies I have, I put my super beans in them, and I also put protein in them, and I put aloe vera in them, and I put all kinds of stuff in it. But yeah, there's protein. There's always a big scoop of protein in my smoothies. And then, the super beet stuff helps as well. All of that is good. As a matter of fact, as long as we're talking about that, let's spend a moment in the food aisle thinking about what the balance of nature can provide. Matter of fact, what did you say, Victoria? Somebody had asked a question about balance of nature, just how to get there, or what were they asking?
Were asking what the product was that you were saying was great for the immune system.
It is the fruit and vegetable department at Balance of Nature using the code DJV. Okay? Balanceofnature.com enhances your immune system 700%. You get them at balanceofnature.com free for the first month. Use the code DJV.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just two arms.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense. If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day super sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night, and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
Cole's Fall Style event is going on now. Stop in and see the smart new look of Apartment 9 for men and women. Now 25 to 50% off. Apartment 9 is smart style designed for 9 to 9. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Or an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. You'll get Kohl's cash, too, right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid September 14th through 24th with promo code FASHION. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, back to the food news here on the DJV Experience. If you are one who loves advent calendars, now there's a grocery store chain, Jennifer, launching a wine advent calendar to get everybody excited for the holidays.
You can keep your nasty chocolate. Give me my wine.
This is a box filled with 24 mini bottles of reds, whites, rosés, total of the equivalent of six full bottles. The wine calendar, which is decked out with holiday-themed illustrations, available at the Aldi stores in England. What about the Aldi stores here?
Yeah, come on.
I don't think it's going to launch in time over here, but Aldi just launched their rosé that people have been talking about throughout England. It's an $8 bottle of rosé that's in blind taste tests, got the silver medal at the Academy of Wine Awards. Yeah, and it's now, it just launched, I think it's today or yesterday. Now it's in all these stores in the U.S., and it's expected to sell out, too. But I will be trying to track some down just to taste it.
I really want to go to Aldi. Have you guys been yet? Have you been to an Aldi store yet?
There's one down on the shore that I go to sometimes.
I don't find they're just another low-end, like, warehouse store. I don't see the...
It's a regular grocery store.
Yeah, in our area, it's a grocery store, but it has all the boxes you get on the shelves. It's not set out. It's that you dig the stuff out of a box, whatever it is that you want.
Okay.
That's what we have. That's what the one is.
Yeah, I've never seen one like that before. Everything around here, we've got a bunch of them in the area, and they're just all, everything is on the shelf. Like you know, it's smaller than your typical grocery store.
Yeah, it's a smaller store, yep.
But everything is set out. You don't have to dig for anything.
Mm-hmm. I think, is there really need for one more of those stores? Aren't they just like the big box stores that are selling?
But this one's, I mean, it's got healthy options, right? Isn't it more similar to Trader Joe's than a grocery store?
I didn't see that. No one I would.
Yeah, it's more.
And it's not in bulk. Like the big box stores.
Huh. Maybe you were at Costco, Dougie.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jennifer. 21 after the hour.
Bro.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276. The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When you use Google to try to find something, in my mind there is a telephone song that I can't quite remember the number to. It was a pop song when I was a kid. And this GD, every time I go into this thing, it sends me someplace else, and then it sends me somewhere else, and then it sends me someplace else. So there's no way of me finding the answer to my question. I want to take this stuff and chuck it out the window when I have that experience. So there's my anger quotient taken care of. Thank you very much.
Still no idea what you're mad at.
I know.
I can't find. I've gone and I put in my search bar songs with telephone numbers.
Oh,
so
okay.
What I got back was some stupid thing from Phone by Google.
Is
and locate
beat
anybody's
beat
phone
song?
Number. And then songs with telephone numbers in them, rate them, and I click on that, and it's just, it's,
God.
It, oh my
is
God.
Is it 6060842?
No.
The Beat
I mean, the
one?
The first thing that popped up when I Googled that is the 10 most famous musical phone number songs.
Okay, how come mine doesn't do that?
I don't know.
That's an important question, yeah.
I think we got to get you on a Mac. I think you've got too many ads popping in and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's all ad stuff.
Changing, yeah.
Nuts. Okay, so here's the real reason we're playing this song. The song 800-273-8255, which doubles as the phone number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, hit the new Hot 100 milestone this week, breaking the record for the highest charting song with a phone number in its title. comes at the end of an era for a previous record holder, Tommy Two Tone's 1981 song, 8675309, Jenny, which you just heard. But there was one before that that I was trying to find, and I can't find it. Maybe you ladies have run across it. But what's the significance, then, of this song? Is it just the fact that it's the number for National Suicide Prevention Lifeline? And was there a reason for them using this number in particular, because they wanted in the song to send people there for help?
Yeah, well, you know, I watched an interview with Logic, who wrote the song, and he had said that, you know, he'd heard from lots of fans about other songs that he'd written, you know, and I think artists hear this all the time where someone says, that song you wrote saved my life, or, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. So he thought, this is amazing. I wasn't even trying to save anyone's life. What would happen if I wrote an album that specifically aimed at saving people's lives?
Mm-hmm.
And so he performed this at the VMAs with Alessia Cara, and it was a huge hit, and I personally love this song. It's hip-hop, but I think it's a great hit, and it's, you know, across all radio stations now, so...
Does it help, is the question.
I think so.
That was like a public service message.
Apparently it has, because the suicide prevention hotline has spiked in calls because of this song, so...
Good. So that's a great public service, amongst other things. A way to make a couple of bucks and also to help.
I had no idea what the number was before, and now I have it memorized just because I know the name of the song, which I think could... I hope I never have to use it, but it could be helpful for someone someday.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the essence of a great thought, a help. It's a good way to make a couple of bucks for these people, but it's also a help. So good. The number again... is 800-273-8255. 8255 is talk. It's 28 past the hour here on today's DJV Talk Show.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, for 2018, the United States will be getting an extended version of the Volvo S90 and V90. They will increase the rear legroom by 4.5 inches, but Volvo are concentrating on human safety. 93% of all serious or fatal accidents on the road are caused by human error. Volvo's plan is to eliminate the human driver. In a recent press briefing, Volvo referred to the person in charge of the car as the individual formerly known as the driver. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Four at the hour now, DJB show. I'm Doug. Is Jennifer, Victoria, Kara? Many times I have been accused of being an interrupter in my life. Not necessarily, well, on the air I have been accused of it, but I've been accused of it in my private life as well. So I'm, especially being surrounded by these three wonderful women, I'm trying to be careful, or I'm trying to think about what happens in a conversation. Meredith sent me something that I thought was poignant, and I sometimes I always wonder, well, is there a message in here for me? The global phenomenon of men interrupting women in conversation. I would admit, especially in terms of what I am like in conversation with a person that I would care about, what happened before I really became, she made me very conscious of how I used to be. In other words, I was talking and I would keep talking. And I'd consider that a conversation. Not a conversation. But she would say to me, because she speaks in shorter sentences and communicates in shorter bursts than do I. So I'll have a conversation and go on and on and on about something. And then You know, she might have three words to say, and then I might react to it and go on and on and on and on and on. And so, you know, she would just give up trying to have a conversation because I was always talking. And then when I thought about it, when she brought it to my attention, and I thought, geez, what the heck? And then, you know, you get into the whole phenomenon of being on the radio and no dead air, and so you keep things going because you're not supposed to have what we call in the business dead air. But it has spilled over into my own life, and now I'm trying to be conscious of it as well on the air because I have Victoria and Jennifer and Kara, need to listen to them. There was a study done that she sent me, an academic study, that determined that being interrupted, talked over, and basically shut down or chastised for speaking out is a universal experience by women all around the world. And the men who are with the women, especially in business, but in relationships as well, this study was about women in the workplace, but it, I think, does happen in communication circumstances. So I use myself as an example with the three of you, but I'd be interested to know how you, if you've ever felt that way, whether it was with me or a man that was close to you or a group of men. Jennifer, you work with a lot of men. And then there is, I'm sure, Victoria, where you were working at Sirius. There are many more men over there than there are women.
Mm-hmm.
And, Kara, I don't know that much about the work that you did before you came here, so I don't know what you've encountered, but it's certainly a boys' world there at Radio America. Are you the only one other woman that does what you do there, right?
No, some of the overnight people are women, and then in the veteran side of things, there are plenty of women over there, but as far as actual in radio, I'm the only one.
Yeah, okay. So how does that fare, Kara, with you? How well do you communicate or do you feel heard when you're talking to the people that you're working with?
Fine. I think that I have lots of respect among my coworkers on the radio side. I think the engineers respect that I am here by myself a lot of the time in the morning and am able to figure out things on my own. I've been told many times, or at least quite a few times, that I'm one of the better board ops here, and I can
tell you unequivocally, you're the best one I've ever worked with, and I've been there for 20 years.
I get much respect because I am able to multitask and keep an eye on the levels and all of that, and I know some other people don't. So I think that I've never had an issue working with, working with a large group of guys here.
Okay. All right, Victoria, what about you and your experience, your broadcast experience or personal experience?
You know, in broadcast, there are so many more men than women in radio, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started out, I was a top 40 DJ, and I was pretty much the only girl then, and there were some moments where there were definitely some older guys who were kind of the know-it-alls, and, you know, and they didn't necessarily talk over just me, they talked over everybody.
Uh-huh.
So it was just, you couldn't, you know, it was only their way of thinking, and that was it, and I think that might be a generational thing, but, after that, though, I've sort of been more in the female end of radio, so I think I haven't really had that experience. I have friends who work in finance, which is also heavily male dominated, and they've definitely had meetings and been in situations where they just can't get their voice heard, and men just kind of dismiss them and talk right over them. So it does still happen. But again, those aren't guys that are our age. Those are the older generation.
Right. What about you and Lewis when you're having your conversation?
He'll tell you like can't get a word in.
Safe, then. It's safe. All right, Jennifer, you and your father, I know the dynamic there. Your father listens to you, but I don't know if he always has listened to you. And maybe I would ask, because you're in a different place as the boss, the men who are working there, with the exception of your father. But your father's not that type anyway. He's pretty inclusive, but the guys that are working there, they listen to you. Every place I've ever been with you, you're always the one who commands the most respect. So I can't imagine this is a problem there either, but has it ever been a problem with you?
Well, I mean, I would say that there are some instances where I feel like it's definitely a boys' club, and that you have to sort of pick your moments. But I think one thing that I'm good at is finding the right moment to sort of command back to what I need to say. I think the worst feeling in the world, and I've had it working and having obviously a personal relationship with my dad and with some other men in the work environment, people just aren't hearing you right. And when you're trying to communicate something that you think is clear and people just somehow aren't getting it, I think that can be incredibly frustrating. And I think sometimes that's just the difference between how a male brain works and how a female brain works. And we go, well, we're saying this, why aren't you hearing it? I think that's one of the most frustrating things on the planet, actually, when you feel kind of misunderstood, I guess would be the right way. But I'm pretty fortunate. I haven't had to deal with it too much in my life.
I feel like Kara and I have that, all three of us have that moment sometimes with Doug, when we're all trying to say something that we think is really clear, and he's misinterpreting or thinking that we're, you know, somehow teasing him or something. I think that we definitely cross wires too with you.
Well, if I thought you were criticizing me in a general conversation, that wouldn't happen. But if I feel like you're attacking me or you're criticizing me, I'm very sensitive to that.
Yeah.
I do. I shut down.
Yeah,
and that's my history going back to when I was a kid. That's why I'm shaking again.
Yeah, and it's not just with Doug. I think this happens with a lot of, you know, relationships with women and men, where women are much more, I don't know if detail-oriented is the word, but just there's, like, you notice so many more things, like smaller things that need to be done. And I know in a lot of women's personal lives, there's this whole thing where it's like, you know, men think that they're doing the equal share of the work, but they don't realize that behind the scenes women are doing 20 other things that they don't even think about doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that in the workplace too, where women are sometimes, and it's not even a bad thing necessarily, but asked to do things that you wouldn't even think to ask a man. Like I was sitting in the studio the other day doing work, but Rich asked if I could come in his office, and I didn't know what it was for, and I came in and he had his blinds open and he had 3 samples of different colored blinds, and he was asking if I could identify which one was the right color because he had accidentally put them all together and he wasn't sure anymore. So it was just interesting to me. It's little things like that. And like I said, it's not a bad thing, but it's just more things that women are asked to do.
Good to see Richie still working hard.
Yeah. Where I'm the one sitting in the studio doing something and no one else is actively doing anything, but I was the one who was asked to come in because I guess I'm a woman and I have, you know, and it's true. I do pay more attention to detail, because if they had brought a guy in, he probably would have been like, they're all the same color.
Right.
Because most guys I know are like, it's beige. Whereas I was able to hold it up and say, okay, well, this one is more yellowy, this one's more white.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's an interesting difference.
All right. So one of the reasons that I went down the street is because Ruth Bader Ginsburg was speaking to law students at Georgetown University yesterday about her work in a number of ways. The ostensible idea was to discuss women's rights cases. But she also talked about being on the Supreme Court with all the men and what it was like when they had their meetings. And I got to believe that it's pretty much the same sort of thing as what we're talking about here.
Yeah. I don't know. I just from my own, you know, anecdotal experience, there is a generational thing where I think maybe guys who are our age were raised with women who had maybe stronger voices, or were women who were more encouraged.
My mother had
their
no voice.
Yeah.
None. Zero. And my sisters were not allowed much of a voice either. None. Zero.
But you said you just felt like you didn't have a voice either.
Well, I don't think I did. But it wasn't, I don't know that it affected me the same way. I found my voice in a strange way by going down the road that I did, as it, you know, psychologically, if you were to examine why I became a radio person, maybe we would find one of the reasons that I decided to do it was, or that I wanted to do it, is because I wanted to be heard. And I wasn't heard at home, so go someplace where lots of people will hear you.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's gotten better in some respects, but I think you still see it in a lot of places. Like, I'll watch videos of sports recaps, and if there's a female commentator, a lot of the time you'll see in the comments that, you know, people say that they wish that person would just stop talking, or they think the voice is annoying.
You don't have to go there. You can go to our Facebook page there. I just interrupted Kara. Excuse me. You can go to our Facebook page, or you can go to our social media page, and people take shots at the three of you all the time about things, mostly, but I guarantee you that the shots come from old guys.
I think there's just some deep-seated thing where people find women's voices less credible or annoying,
well,
or something, even if it doesn't matter what you're saying.
I think it's actually that women's voices are different. I mean, I love listening to women in broadcasting, but not every woman has a soothing voice. And I think men are actually able to do this job a little bit more easily because their voice is a little lower and a little more bassy. And I think it's just a physical difference, don't you think?
No, but I think you're right, Jen. I mean, especially when I watch sports with Lewis, some of the girls have a lower resonance in their voice. And I think that they just come across in an easier way to listen to them. And then some of them have super annoying, like, I don't know, high-pitched or just annoying even to my ears. I'll listen to someone and just go, oh, God, get that voice off. It's just, there's just a different tone. And, I think there's a big difference in that voice against women.
Get these voices off the air. It's time for a commercial.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.67%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fourth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Have you heard about performance-enhancing veggies that help boost your circulation, your energy, your stamina? They exist. And at the top of the list are beets, loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, more stamina. There's no fake energy drink here. We're talking about Super Beets. Super Beets. Exciting information from the folks who created this wonderful... Actually, Mother Nature created Super Beets. Yeah, grow them, come from non-GMO beets. They're cooked. They're dried lightly, and then they're powdered, so the dietary nitrates are protected, getting the blood to your muscles, to your brain. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Super Beets. DougLikesBeets.com, good place to start, or 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183, or order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
Time. We don't use it very wisely, do we? We use it like a teenager spends money, just a mix of obligations and arbitrary decisions. And a company called Best Self is here to say, no, stop that. Spend your time better. Best Self's journal is designed to help people rethink their time, to treat it like a real budget, deciding where to spend it where it matters the most. Devote a little time to checking out their journal and other time-saving products. And you can do that at their website, bestself.co.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 53 after the hour, appropriate time for Tech Talk. So Victoria is going to sharpen her skills as she does every day at this time and bring us up to date on a couple of important technology stories and how they may impact you. So we'll take a trip with Waze in just a moment because of her and her work.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge. marriage someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Now, 55 past the hour, Spotify is going to partner up with Waze. This is an interesting combo. I was just saying to Victoria and Kara that Conan O'Brien went to Israel over this past weekend, and he's done a lot of, they went wall to wall the days they were there, and he's using excerpts of the visit on his late night program. I happen to see him with his visit to Waze. The company's headquarters was designed, developed in Israel, as a lot of technology is. They're very heavy. Their industry is basically all technology. And so it's kind of fun to see them working through, Victoria, what it was like to design. They talk about stuff, but they had a good time. But anyway, Spotify and Waze making waves here in America. How so?
Well, Spotify and Waze users will soon be able to use both apps in one on iOS devices, so you won't have to switch back and forth, which, if you're using Waze, you're most likely driving, so this makes this safer for everyone on the road, and it makes it a lot more convenient. Waze says that the integrated experience, which was previously Android only, is now set to roll out to iPhones over the next few weeks, and so it'll allow iPhone owners to autoplay Spotify playlists while they're using Waze, so they don't have to leave Waze and then go into Spotify, pick their music, and then go back into Waze, which, you know, if you're driving, that gets very distracting. That's unfortunately what I have to do when I'm using Waze and Tidal, because I don't use Spotify. I wish Waze would get together with all the music services, but for right now, it looks like it's exclusive with Spotify. And so you'll be able to, with one tap, control your song selection, see which songs you recently played, and access some Spotify recommendations. As a safety precaution, though, Waze says browsing through Spotify will be blocked unless you're a passenger in the car, because that involves way too much looking at your phone. But this is super cool, and I mean, of all the apps that are out there, I use Waze the most, and I'm still in awe of Waze. And so I still, when it's down to the very minute when I arrive at any destination, I'm still amazed by it.
It uses a lot of data, though. I like it and use it when I have to as well, but it uses a lot of data.
Don't you have unlimited data?
I haven't quite gotten there yet. I was thought I had unlimited data, but apparently I don't.
Uh-oh, okay.
Because I had billed for using it last month.
Oh, no. Okay.
All right, here's a new item from Gmail.
Yes.
Which has fixed something that's annoying.
This is what users of Gmail have ranked this the most annoying quirk. If you're a Gmail user on your smartphone and a friend sends you an email with the address of a place that you're supposed to go to, you have to, instead of just tapping on the address and it pops up in a map, you have to highlight it and then cut and paste. And if you don't do it the right way on a smartphone with your fingers, it can get very clumsy. It's a mess. So now Google has finally fixed that. So Gmail and inbox users on iOS, Android, and desktops will now notice that addresses, emails, and phone numbers are linked, which is formerly known as a hyperlink, meaning it has that little blue line under it. So if you click on it, it opens it up into the screen that you need. If you tap a phone number, it will automatically call the number for you. If you tap on an address, it'll pop right up into Google Maps, and you'll be able to find where you're going a lot easier. It's a much smoother process. Thank you, Gmail. You finally did something great.
Thank you, Gmail. Gee, you're awesome. Thank you, the folks at Google. Now, instead of being called Gmail, it should be called whatever. What's the new name of the company? World or something?
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.